What's up, guys? Welcome back to our podcast,
Undergals.
First of all, happy Halloween!
Spooky season. I'm excited for Christmas.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was like, Christmas.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so excited to start listening to Christmas.
Me too. I think I'm gonna decorate tomorrow. Tomorrow's November 1st.
I'm gonna start listening to Christmas music tomorrow.
Because it takes a lot to put up a tree.
I already bought stockings.
For real?
Yeah. I brought like a little L for me, a G for my mom, and a little
L for you.
And a little paw for my little dog.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
I think I have some from last year, but
basically.
So Merry Christmas, guys! Alright, so we're gonna start off with an icebreaker. So today we are going to do the last three Google searches you've done.
Hopefully you can see a little bit of our personality with that. Yeah.
Alright, who wants to start off?
I can start off.
Okay.
Okay, so the first one that I have is...
Wait. Who can start off? Like, there's...
like, there's so many people.
Okay. Go ahead.
My first one is, does my dog think I'm abandoning her when I leave her at the groomers? I literally searched that yesterday.
Okay, you love your dog.
I was just like, well, I wonder if she like thinks I'm never coming back.
And what did Google say?
Google said that sometimes they do, but that you don't have to look at them. Like, just leave, like, if nothing big is happening. Oh. And then some people were like, I decided to do the own groomers at my house because I don't want to go through that pain. And I was like, oh.
Oh, that's pain.
Okay. I was like, okay, cool. But, yeah, that was one of them.
Okay, so mine, very, very different from you. Sorry, it's just makes me laugh because it's like two different personalities.
What was you?
Does CVS have beer?
I'm over here like worried about my dog and all that. Does CVS have beer? What does CVS say?
Yes, they do. So we stopped by.
Oh my god. That's so funny, because you can't tell, right? Like, kind of personality-wise. Una alcohólica y la otra sentimental.
I was like, oh my god.
Let's see, my second one was... did the Astros really cheat? That was my second one. Because I was watching the game yesterday, and I was like, I wonder what happened. Why? Because I read a sign that they were like... I had a sign, but the Astros stole it. So it made me think, and I was like, let me search it up. And I went into this very big hole of, like, looking at videos and, like, the everything.
That was everybody knows us as cheaters. But guess what?
We're still...
We didn't cheat this time. And look at us. Go Astros.
What's your second one?
Mine's is... This is a mom side of me.
Okay.
I'm looking up for my kids because they're, like... I don't know if you guys have kids. But, yeah, I didn't know. Roblox has been down for the past 3 days. Is Roblox still down? And when will it be up?
The worry is to have something for them to, like, get.
When will it be up?
Please tell me now.
No, it's because Arian's like, Mom, my Roblox still doesn't work. It says I don't have internet. I'm like, Arian, it's down. Can you check?
That's like you with me with my dog and you with your kids. Like, with being kids?
You know? Okay, I should have started off
with that. Yeah. Okay. My third one is... This one's a little bit... It's couples Halloween costumes. I was looking for them for the future. I'm getting prepared. Just in case you didn't know, guys, I'm single. Everybody knows that by now. But yeah, I was like, let me see. Let me see what cute things
are. You even listening to us if you don't know that?
Yeah, that was my third one.
Mm-hmm. So mine, compared to that one, top 10 easy and sexy Halloween
Hey, at least we correlated with, like, costumes.
Okay, so we were both looking for costumes.
Yeah.
You know what my other one also was?
Which one?
Join the gym now. Looking for for a good special.
Hey, we weren't kidding when we said last podcast that we were going to start going to the gym, guys.
And also, building a better argument. Trying to fight someone, guys.
Hey, It's funny how they do say about our personalities. Like, yours is like, oh, I want to get fit, I care about my kids, and I care about beer.
And my friend. And I'm trying to fight someone.
Oh, yeah. You're trying to fight verbally. Somebody. Yes. But you're trying to get educated first with how to fight them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
Give me some tips.
Mine were my dog, which is, like, one of my biggest priorities.
She really did. I was... Last time she left her with me.
Yeah.
For, like, it was, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
She was like, you better take care of her. She's my child. I got scared. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I carried her everywhere. I didn't let her walk.
Carry her. You okay?
Burped her. You can... You can lay down in my bed.
Yeah, I care for my dog so much. And then, what was the other one that I... Oh, the Astros. Y'all can see that I get very involved in the things that I watch.
And you know, that's me too.
Yeah.
Or, like, whenever you watch a show, like, you look at the whole cast and where they've been.
Yeah, I'm the same. And then, what was the other one? Halloween. I'm getting prepared, guys. I like being prepared for stuff.
What, did you find a good costume?
I think there was one that it was, like... I think it was like Boo and from Monsters, Inc.
Oh, Boo?
And somebody else.
Is that a couple's one? Boo?
Maybe it wasn't that one. I know that there was one with Andy and then that girl.
Oh.
That was a cute one.
Andy.
Andy from Toy Story?
Uh-huh. What girl?
Like the girl that, well, the girl actually liked Buzz Lightyear, right? The little cowboy girl?
Uh-huh.
But it was like them too.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of cute.
I thought you meant like the boy Andy.
That could be us, but you were playing games. To whoever.
You know who I'm talking about.
No, there's literally nobody.
Guys, please. Please. If you have a brother or a cousin or a friend of a friend, help this girl out.
Oh my gosh, you know, talking about relationships or kind of. Did you hear about Zayn and is it Gigi? No, Gigi.
Gigi. Gigi. Where's that from?
Family Guy. Yeah. Yeah, Zayn and Gigi.
Well, no, I don't, but tell me.
No, more. I don't.
I love chisme. I know them, but I don't know the drama.
So apparently Zayn got like physical with her mom. And, like, pushed her or something. So now that, like, they're getting divorced. And
they're getting divorced.
Yeah, they unfollowed each other. And apparently, supposedly, friends are saying that they always had, like, a very, come to say, like, very...
aggressive?
Yeah, like, a bad relationship. Oh. Like, a toxic relationship.
Oh, they kind of do look toxic.
You think so?
Yeah, to me...
I feel like he does, kind of, a little bit.
Right? Like... I'm too cute.
Yeah, too true.
Yeah, I don't know. I
but
don't
kind
know.
Of
it
the pictures...
Gives, it does give me kind of, like a... toxic relationship life.
I guess the posts that I would see from them didn't really seem that toxic, but then again, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes when they would see, like, with their baby.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy?
And pictures together. People, you see people, girl, and you don't know what they're going through.
I know. Because he used to date that one girl from Little Mix.
See?
Harry. Yeah, they dated for, like, 4 years.
Who? Little Mix?
I think that's her name, the band's name. And she's really cute, too. Her name's Perry, I think.
I don't know.
And...
Was she cuter than Gigi? Gigi?
I think so. I think they go like, they're pretty cute, both of them. And they're, because they have a song, it was kind of dedicated to him. It was like an ex kind of song. That song helped me through my relationship, my toxic relationship. Yeah, because it's talking about like, oh, like we dated and then right away, like you got with somebody else kind of thing. Because they dated for like 4 years, I think.
Oh, wow. I like cheese.
They were about to get engaged.
I like cheese. I can't believe I don't know about
them. I know, girl.
I always just saw Zayn and Gigi together.
Really? Yeah. They were very...
Like, if they're part of our...
I just always saw them together.
Like, oh, my God. I cannot believe...
We went to parties and we always saw them.
I cannot believe that they're going through this. Should I text her?
Yeah, just text her. Text Gigi and tell her.
Baby girl, how you doing?
Is everything cool? Yeah, it's crazy how... Oh, I think... What do you think it's a one green flag?
Green?
A red flag. Let's start with
red flag.
Then you're like, okay, this is something toxic.
Huh, I gotta think about it.
Or something that
you
maybe...
You already have your red flag? What's your red flag? Well, I'll think about mine.
If he doesn't love dogs. I feel like people that don't like dogs...
Because you're a dog person.
Yeah, probably.
I'm a big dog person. Well, maybe not be, like, aggressive with them and, like...
No, like, you have to, like, make a stop... I'm the person that if I see a dog in the street, my eyes will get, like, I will cry.
Oh, I still see, but...
And also, like, I want to save them all, but I can't. So I want a guy that's like, oh my gosh, like a puppy. And let's save him. If I have a dog, he needs to sleep with us.
Yeah, I don't know. So I like dog. Well, I'm not like a big dog lover. I like dogs, but...
I love dogs.
I can't have them sleep with me.
I my love dog?
I think that's like... My mom never really liked dogs. Like,
my mom never loved dogs. Sexy perro, you know? That was my mom too.
Sexy perro?
Yeah.
Your mom?
Oh, yeah, wow. She didn't like dogs, but I love dogs. Like, Lucky, she sleeps all over me.
Well, actually, you know what? I actually used to be like that. Now I'm not.
Maybe because you have kids now.
Yeah, maybe because I have kids. I don't know. But I remember I used to have a poodle.
Oh, I remember. Oh,
I loved him, Max. That was his name. Mm-hmm. And I remember I always, like, fought with my mom. Like, no, I want him to sleep with me. And she was always like, no. So, you know, maybe that got to me. I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah, like, Lucky, she needs to sleep with me.
I'm telling you, I was scared to take care of her.
Her name's Lucky, guys. Just in case y'all didn't catch that. It's like, wait, who? Somebody just came into the story and I don't know who that is. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, red flags. Red flag. Yeah.
Dang, I can't think of one. There's a lot of red flags out there.
Okay, so I think this is a good way to like, you want to hear about my talks? Y'all want to hear the cheese, my guys?
No. Let me keep thinking about my red flag. No, I'm just kidding.
And then you can look at red flags while I say the story and tell
me. Should we all go get a cup of coffee? And
yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
I don't like coffee. Maybe like a tea.
Oh. Ooh, tea.
Tea sounds... Oh.
Tell us your tea, girl. I love coffee.
Well, you know that story. Wait. Kind of, sort of. You remember that story? The toxic relationship story?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Like, but I'm down to listen to it again.
You're like, I guess.
I think people need to hear it.
So I'm gonna tell it and y'all guys too, listeners, like, look out for the red flags and then let's see if, like, because
we're gonna point it out, red flag,
because when you're dating somebody, I feel like I didn't notice any of those red flags
because you're so blind,
like, it's like the
blindly
saying,
in love,
como dicen, that there's a saying like el amor te ciega, something like that. Like, I think it's so true because now that I look back at it, I'm like, what the heck, Leslie? Like, it was right there on your face. But, yeah.
Friends tell you? Like,
I was actually going to say some, like, because when I look back at it, I'm like, no, I didn't have friends. No, I did have friends, but, like.
Hey, Nancy.
I feel like that's why it's so important to have good friendships, because you have the friends that, not that they're bad friends, but you have the friends that just want to hype you up kind of thing. Like, oh, yeah, like, what? And they won't really call you out and stuff because maybe they're afraid, but you need the friends that are gonna be like, no girl, like, this is messed up, like, you need to leave him. I need some more of like the real, like,
but if you were so in love, wouldn't you be like, oh my gosh, it's just jealous?
Yeah.
That's why I feel like some people are kind of scared to tell you, because they're gonna think that you're gonna think maybe she likes him,
like, but you need friends that are gonna be like, no, like, this is it, like, these are the receipts kind of thing, you know? I need some. Would you tell
I'm a little me? Both
Yeah, I need I you to tell I'm me like, whenever I get in future. No, hopefully it's not a toxic relationship.
I think I do tell you.
You think?
I think I will. Well,
we were having
now.
A conversation the other day, and that stood out to me because we were having a conversation with one of your sisters. I hope this isn't TMI, but you were saying something about like, oh, I pointed out this to her, and I told her that was like a red flag. And for me, that was very like, oh, like, I wish I would have that, like, a big sister, like, when I was growing up, of like, hey, like, this is not all right. Because, I mean, I talk to my mom about everything, but it's different, you know, like, generations and all this stuff, that it's like, I wish I had that big sister kind of thing of like, hey, like, that's not normal. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe.
And you see, she took it in the wrong way. Like, whatever, I'm not going to listen to you. And I'm like, so, that makes me mad because I'm like, I literally just told you that that this is not right. Why are you still?
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's complicated.
I mean, as long as we get the message out there. Yeah. If you want to take it, okay.
Then if you... Yeah, it's up to you. It's really
up
to you.
If you don't, we can't be friends anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When I was in this relationship, I think... I don't remember anybody really telling me, like, hey, this is not the greatest. My mom kind of told me, but now that I look back at it and I ask her, I'm like, why didn't you, like, you know? Okay. She's like, because I wanted you to do it by yourself. Like, find out by yourself of, like... Because it goes back to what you were saying. If somebody's telling you that and you're so in love, you don't listen to it. It's like, whatever.
You just want to see the good.
Until the point that you're like, and it kind of was like that. It wasn't to the point that I really saw like, okay, this is not good. Mm-hmm. That's whenever I was like, okay, this is it. You know, that's it. What is it? Background story? So I dated a guy, guys. And so we met in high school. We were friends in high school. And I'm going to give this guy like a fake name just because, you know, it makes the story easier.
You have to bring it up.
Yeah. So his name is going to be Tony.
Hi, Tony.
So I met Tony in high school. We were just friends. And he would actually come to me to like for dating advice and stuff. Mm. We were like really cool friends, I would say. So I kind of knew in the back of my head, he was a player. He was like a little player, you know. Oh, and of course, the baddie that I am. Yeah.
The baddie.
There you go.
It attracts you. Ooh, he bad.
Yeah, so then, so we graduated high school. We kind of kept in contact. Mm-hmm. And I remember he started talking to me. We started talking a little bit more. And then when I went to college, we still kind of kept in contact, but like nothing, right? Mm-hmm. I dated somebody else. He was just kind of in the back, like nada.
Yeah.
And he came back into my life and we started talking again. And that's whenever things got a little bit more real. And the first months, it was very, like, it was nice. He was very attentive. He was very. I mean,
trying to.
Yeah, like normal, kind of like, oh, this is cute kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So then we started dating and things went south real quick.
Wait, how long were you dating?
We were dating probably like, I think like 9 months.
Oh.
Yeah, 9 to 10 months probably. Because we met.
So you were already in love with him.
Yeah, I did. Because he was, remember, I think we had this conversation in one of the episodes that it takes me a long to like put down my wall, or it used to.
Oh, okay.
So with him, of course, with him, I was like, oh, I'm going to, you know, I'm just going to allow myself to fall in love with this guy.
And I feel because maybe you felt like that too, because you already knew him.
Yeah, for a I was while. Like, I guess, yeah, it goes back to a lot of things. Like, I was like, okay, I don't think, you know, he knows me, we're friends. I don't think he would have like a bad,
yeah,
like he wants to do something bad, right? Mm-hmm. So, anyways, we started dating. I think it was probably like June that we started, and
she's counting.
Yeah, because we stopped like in January, probably. Anyway, so we started dating. And the first months were great. And then, I don't know, where, like, things started to kind of be weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this ever happened to anybody, but you start getting this gut feeling. I had this gut feeling of, like, something's not right. And some things would just not add up. Like, sometimes he would just not call me at night. And it was like, oh, sorry, like, da-da-da-da, whatever. Or, oh, I'm going to go to a party, da-da-da-da-da. Like, and, of course, I was like, okay, whatever. Until things started to kind of, like, oh, at work. I don't know, where it was like, I ran into an old friend, and I was like, oh, okay. So at the time, guys, I had a guy best friend. And I know many people are going to roll your eyes about like, oh, guy best friend. Mm-hmm. And I'll go into that a little bit later. But so he hated that. He hated that I had a guy best friend.
Of course, I would too.
So then he's like, I don't know, where he's like, oh, I met this girl. Well, not met this girl, but like we were friends back then, da da da. Is it cool if, like, you know, we go out to eat lunch just to catch up? Y yo no tenía cara para decirle, like, no, because I would hang out with my guy best friend, right? So I was like, okay, sure. And that's when things went south real quick. Like, things started to not add up. And I remember I didn't feel comfortable with her anymore. And I was like, hey, like,
What made you feel that way?
Because it was like, oh, I think it was more like they would talk more. Like, oh, she called me or something like that.
Oh.
And it was like, this is weird.
Girl, I was a very jealous girl.
Yeah.
So,
no.
Were you? Were you?
Oh, okay. So in that relationship, I became this person that I never want to be again. Like, I was very toxic. I think when you're in a toxic relationship, it's just you start naturally being toxic yourself. Because that was never me. And I started being like this person that I didn't know. And I remember I found out that. So I was like, hey, like, I don't really like you talking to her. He's like, okay, like, you know, I'll stop talking to her. Then I found out that he still was talking to her, but through another name on Snapchat. Like, he had, like, and I was like, okay, that's sketchy. Why are you, like, you know?
Yeah. Red flag.
So, yeah. Of course, he, like, turned it around of, like, well, you have a best friend. Why don't you trust me and all this stuff? So I started to feel, like, guilty.
Yeah.
So forgave him. Kept going on with him. Dating. There were a lot of things that I remember one time, now that I think about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, he went over and he had like a kind of, it was like a hickey in his neck. It looked like that. And I was like, what the heck? Like, what's that? And he was like, oh, it's because I carry pipes at work. And, you know, and I was like, of course. Oh, I was like, he looks a lot like a hickey. He's like, really? Like, you don't trust me enough? Like, you think.
Of course.
The he's like, you really think that if I had a hickey, I would come to your place and just, like. So it's, at the time, it makes sense. It's like, well, why would he come, right?
I would have been like, nope, nope, break up with him.
I was like, okay.
Like, the toxic in me, girl, I think I used to be, like, way more...
Like, toxic?
Yes, like jealous? Super jealous. Like,
so I
start cussing real quick. Whenever I get mad or, like, feel offended, I start cussing a lot. I mean, like, get the fuck out of here, fucking bitch.
She threw gang signs, guys. She's like... No, you see, and I was very, like, okay, it kind of made sense in my head. Like, okay, so we kept dating. And, again, like, the toxic side of me started to come out, and I was like, I really don't like this. I was here because, I think it was, like, December. I was here because I was in break from A&M. Uh-huh. And I remember that's whenever we just had, like, a whirlwind of emotions. And I was like, you know what? Like, this is just, like, the sped-up version of the story, guys.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, like, let's take a break. Because I was to the point that I would check his... This is embarrassing, and I'm ashamed of this, but, like, you know, we learn from our mistakes. And I'm not that person anymore, guys. I would check his, like, Snapchat points. And I was like, oh.
Have you done that before?
Yes. No. Her emotion was like, oh, somebody else.
I'm not the only one.
That's not me, though. Like, that's never been me. I would check, and I was like, hey, like, who are you talking to?
That is super toxic.
And I was like, this is not me. And I told him, I was like, hey, like, I feel like we kind of need a break because I don't like the person that I am.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, okay, you know, but I'll wait for you. Like, I love you and this and this and that. And I was like, okay. And he would call me still in College Station. And at that point, guys, it was just... So I don't really deal with anxiety very well. So I had lost, like, a whole bunch of weight. I was, like, So I was already a sophomore, I think, in college. And I was wearing jeans from 9th grade in high school.
Okay.
I had lost a lot of weight. And I was just... It was not the person that I wanted to be. And I wasn't even happy. Like, when I would be with him, there was always in the back of my head, like, something's going on. He's lying to me about something. So it was a very unhappy relationship. But because it's so toxic.
I was going to tell you, like, that's not.
Yeah. Even my mom would tell me, she would be like, lo tienes al lado and you're not happy. Then why are you with him? But I guess that's the thing about toxic relationships. It's like, I can't give him up. But, you know?
Yeah.
So I remember I went to college. I went back. And we were at that point where, like, he would call me out of nowhere and all this stuff. And I remember somebody reached out to me who would remain unnamed and was like, it was really random, right? It was something about my story that I had posted on Snapchat. And he was like, hey, like, maybe it's a she. they were like, oh, like, what's going on with you and Tony? This and this and that. I wonder if his new girl knows all of this. And I was like, hold up, wait a minute.
What?
I was like, wait.
I'm his girl. What are you talking about?
His new girl. He's like, yeah. Like, don't you know? He's been posting her all over Snapchat. And I was like, what do you mean? I have him on Snapchat. And I was like, oh, maybe his story.
She knew he messed up.
And I was like, oh.
He or she.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. And then they were like, yeah, like, it's been all. And they sent me the receipts. And I was like, oh. And they were like, they've actually been living together for a while now. And I was like. Literally, he had called me probably one day ago, Tony. And I was like, what? And it was, at that time, of course, I was like heartbroken.
You were in your break.
It was a break, yeah.
Okay, Rachel.
I know, I was like, we were on a break. But
he said, he's or whatever, a while.
No, yeah. And then it was like, wait a minute, what the heck is going on? They're like, yeah, this was, like, they've been dating or whatever for, like, a couple of months already. I was like, what? And then...
Your heart dropped.
Dude, it was horrible. And then the person was like, I thought you were cool with it. I was like, what?
Who
would be cool with this? They're like, oh, well, Tony said that you were fine, that you didn't care that he would... And I was like,
hold up. Wait a minute.
So it was, like, everything so, like, happened so quickly. And, like, I'm over here, and I knew everything. Tony was over there. No clue that I had found out anything, right? So then, the next day, I remember I had a big exam. I was so, my emotions were everywhere. And I hadn't blocked him yet. I hadn't blocked Tony yet. Mm-hmm. So then, I come out of my class, and I check, and he had called me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't blocked them. I hate this feeling. So then, I blocked them, right? And he called again twice, and that's when he found out that he was blocked. And it was like, I guess in his side, it was like, oh, shoot, like something just went down. He started trying to message me in every social media, like in WhatsApp and everything. He tried to...
He knew.
Because he tried to talk to my friend on Instagram, my roommate. I was like, hey, like, what's up with Leslie? Like, I really need to talk to her.
He's guilty. So yeah. That's why he's like, oh, and I was shit, like, she found out.
I was like, it's like, como te tiran un vaso de agua. And it's like...
Oh, my God. Y luego tenías un big exam.
I know, dude. I was like, it was so stressful for me. I remember I was crying. And so my mom is like my big sister to me. Like, she knows everything. And I had told her, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I feel super stressed because he's calling me. And it's like this feeling... There was this mixed feelings of like, should I let him explain to me everything or should I just...
I know that feeling, girl.
And but I knew that if I would let him explain things, he would kind of try to... Like,
see, knowing the manipulative
side
of him,
like maybe like he was going to... Yeah. So I was like, no, this is not good. I'm just not going to answer him. And guys, my mom had his number. So she called him up and was just like, hey, Tony, like you need to stop calling her. If you really cared about her, like stop doing that. She knows everything now. And of course, she had to put my brother in there. It's like, if you don't want me to tell Caesar about this, you need to stop. And then he was just like, oh, like, I just wanted to explain things to her and this and that. And she's like, no, like, stop. And after that, I didn't hear from him for a while until I woke up to an email from him.
What's a while?
It was probably like 2 weeks, maybe. Yeah.
So you didn't confront him, right?
Oh, like, no.
The toxic side of me would have
been like, what,
cussed him out in the phone. Like,
you see, part of me wanted to do that, but the other part was like,
well, it's good that you
took
time.
What am I
going to
win from it?
Yeah. When you were in a good headspace, you know? Because.
And, no, that was it. Like, so I got an email from him, and he was like, Leslie, like, I didn't have him block him an email because I never thought he was going to email me. He was like, hey, Leslie, like, I'm really sorry for everything that happened. I just wish I could explain everything to you. He's like, I keep having nightmares that of how hurt you are.
I wish I could explain everything.
Like,
why didn't
you?
Yeah.
So after that, that was it. I've never talked to him since then. Maybe we're still dating because we never officially were. I'm just kidding, guys.
And you're over here throwing yourself on single, guys.
But yeah, it was horrible. And then... So after the last time that the email, probably a month or 2 months afterwards, he was engaged to the girl that he was cheating on me with, which is like...
That hurts.
Oh,
it hurts me.
It was like the most painful thing that I've ever gone through, probably like in like breakup.
Oh my
gosh.
I got goosebumps. Like,
it was horrible. It took me a while to get over that relationship. Probably like a good like 7-6 months. It was bad. I would cry in my classrooms, like just sitting there. Imagine just Leslie sitting there crying.
Like they would just say the word
love. Tony. Well, his actual name is very common. Uh-huh. So it would be like. And I remember I didn't come back to Houston for a while because I didn't want anything that reminded me of him.
That's why you didn't come to my birthday?
It was just painful, guys. And I think, so there was a lot of red flags, the lying, and the sometimes he wouldn't call me. And I was like, oh, you know, he would always. So one of the things is that he tried to, so his parents, I think, are separated. So he has stepsisters. And I remember he was like, oh, like, one of my stepsisters, she's, like, my age, and she always wants to hang out and stuff, but I can't, like, you know, be mean to her because then it'll be awkward in, like, social situations. So I remember we would hang out, and sometimes he would be, his phone would be like, brr, brr. And I was like, who the heck is texting you, right? And I was like, oh, it's my stepsister, but I can't tell her. Apparently, there was no older stepsister. It was a girl. I'm like, bro, are you serious? There's a lot of things that... It was just like now that I see it, it's like, okay.
Bien descarado también.
I know. I'm he like, wouldn't like even, right into my face.
He wouldn't even like at least block her notifications.
I know. And it was like,
oh
dang.
My gosh.
And I remember he would be like, you want to check my phone here? Of course he would delete everything at the end.
And I'm pretty sure he had girl boy names under.
So it's very toxic. Very, very toxic. I think, I don't know. It's a lot of lies, manipulation. Of course, I'm not saying, like, I was a perfect girlfriend. I know that I had my faults, like, my guy best friend. I know that dad didn't,
and he knew.
He took advantage of that. Yeah. So there was a lot of things that, my question still to this point, which I'm probably never going to have the answer, is what was the end goal? Like, what, you were going to date both of us for
forever?
The rest of, yeah, like, what?
Or just, he wanted to see which one was better? Or?
Me? I don't know. Like, so... Also, one of the things that kind of, I think this was the most hurtful thing that for me, apparently he would tell like his social group that we had had sex all the time. And because of my values and beliefs, I want to wait till marriage. So that never happened. Mm-hmm. So for me, that was like, you know how important my faith is to me. And we talked about that conversation.
And you made fun of it.
Yeah, we had the conversation of like, hey, like, I want to wait. Blah, blah, blah. And for him to like take advantage of that and share that.
Oh, that hurt.
That was very like, I didn't know who I was dating. Like, he would literally go to mass with me, with my mom when I was in college, and he would, like, ask her for a ride. So it's like, I was dating somebody that I didn't even know. Uh-huh. I think that's the scariest part to me, because it's like, you could date somebody, and you don't even know.
And you thought you knew him.
Yeah, right? I was like, toda enamorada, like, oh.
I know him from high school. Ah. I'm sure I know him well enough.
Oh, he's going to be good for me. That if you go into a relationship thinking he's going to change.
I'm sorry, I'm hearing you laugh, and I'm like, well, it's good that you're laughing about it now.
Because it's been a while now. Now I'm like, okay. Like,
what a dumbass.
Now it's like, I had to forgive him for my own sake, because if not, I was going to have this anger towards him that was just only harming me.
Yeah.
So I was like, because at the beginning, oh, I hated him. That's such a big word, and I hate to use that word, but I was like, I didn't care for him. I was like, I hope his relationship with her doesn't work out. I hope this and this and that. Aww, but I had to come to the point of like, I'm not winning anything with those feelings. I might as well just forgive him. And I don't know, you know, what his intentions were.
To forgive someone takes a lot.
Oh, yeah. It took
me big pride.
No, it took me a while. But it came to the point that I had to see the good that came out of. Because now if I were to look back and like somebody would tell me like, oh, you want to go back and never experience that? I would still want to experience it, because it taught me so much.
Oh, okay.
It showed me like, it showed me so much about me. And just, I used to, like, I was this person that, we talked about one of the episodes that I had a very low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And I think because of that, the first guy que me hablaba bonito, de que, oh, he likes me, it was like, okay, like, for him. Now that I look back at it, I'm like, what, como, que le miraba esa relación de good? Because he was already had a criminal record, guys. He was going to, like, I don't know if it's called year or whatever, the weekends. So it's like, I'm this girl that's like, I mean, not to say that I'm like this much better person, but I was like starting college. I wasn't, and I'm dating this person that has already a criminal record, is doing all of these things. Like, what in my head clicked that it was, and going back to like, I was this person that was very like, oh, pero es que the mentality, que si nadie más me quiere, que si él es el único que like me va a hacer caso. And also, it was just, I had this mentality that que everybody's good. Nobody wants to hurt you. Everybody's rainbows and butterflies. Mm, and after that relationship, it was kind of like, hey, like, first of all, I need to love myself, because if not that every guy is bad or whatever. And it goes vice versa, girls too, right?
If he's a man, red flag.
Like, they're going to take advantage of that, because if you're vulnerable, it's like, oh, well, you need me. So no matter what I do, you're going to need me, kind of thing. And I think that's kind of the vibe that maybe I would put off. Like, I need your attention. I need your love, kind of thing. Mm. So now I think it's so important to, like, love yourself and know your value.
I was going
to
say that.
Yeah, because if you don't know it, you're waiting for somebody to give you the value that they have for you. And that's where you're going to run with.
Yep.
You know? And I think it taught me a lot of, like, also, it got me so close to my faith. I remember I would go crying to church almost every day. I was like, why, God? Why?
Why me?
And I was like, okay. Like, when I was trying to get better, when I was getting better, I was like, okay, I'm going to make a list of all the things that I want in my new guy. Hence why I'm still single.
Oh, wow. She has a...
But it was crazy. It was definitely a very, very toxic relationship. Oh, yeah. And
you're
manipulative.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. But it definitely helped me see, like, also, who was there for me. I remember one of my closest friends, that she's still my closest, probably my best friend, I would say. She was there for me. Like, I would cry at nights, and she would go and stay over and just be there. And she's like, hey, Leslie, like, I really love you and I care for you. And I was like, aww. Gosh, like, looking back, it's like, that's the sweetest thing, you know. And I remember my roommates
Thank
at the time.
Thank you for being there. That's what I needed.
Yes. And my roommates in that time, because en ese tiempo no me daba hambre. I was heartbroken. I remember my roommates would make me caldito. And it's so the sweetest
that's so
thing.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, that's so sweet. But yeah.
I'm going to text him right now.
Let me text him. Yeah. So I think it's definitely important to look out for red flags. Like, for example, for him, like, if they're, like, don't text you for some days or whatever, and then they come back and like all lovey-dovey, red flag, because
red flag.
They're trying to keep you in the loop but when they want to, you know? Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of those things. And just, also, I feel like, como que me cerré de todas mis amistades when I was dating him.
Oh, yes.
And I think that's a big, like, if your friends are not, like, don't know him yet, haven't introduced him, there's something. Or if you haven't met his friends. I never met, I knew his friends because of high school, but we never hang out together. And I feel like that's kind of like, what are you trying to hide, you know?
Mm-hmm. Even so, I feel like men se cubren each other.
Oh, yeah, true. I remember I talked to that person, and I was like, how come, like, nobody, and he's like, whoa, it's like, because...
guy code.
Yeah, so it's like, dang. But it was crazy, man. It was, I remember that's when I texted you, and I texted Caesar. I was trying, because you're always trying to seek that kind of comforting word.
And I've seen him, and I would never imagine that he was that type of person.
Right?
So I definitely get you when you're like, who am I dating?
Yeah,
who
it was date? Like, who was this person? Who is this person? It was just...
Yeah, and whenever you told me, oh, yeah, and he had a criminal record of this and that, I was like, what?
I was like, why did you date him?
Yeah. I know.
It goes back to that, like, oh, but everybody makes mistakes, and it's okay. But it's like, girl... And again, it goes
never
to...
Never settle for less.
Yeah, that exactly. Like, I didn't value myself enough that I was like, oh, you know, like, this is fine. Like, it's okay. So I think, yeah, you know, girls.
So your list right now is like super detailed.
My list?
Your list of the perfect guy?
Right? Yeah, it's super like, first of all, don't cheat. Yeah, I think.
No criminal record.
No criminal record.
No stepsisters.
No stepsisters, please. But it's crazy. It's super crazy.
I definitely, yeah, do think that it goes back to loving yourself.
Yes.
Because if you don't love yourself...
And having that value of like... I think this is a weird analogy, but if anybody has seen Squid Games... So, I don't know if y'all remember. You said you haven't finished it, right?
I didn't watch that part.
Okay.
Because I just skipped some.
So, there's a part... There's the old dude. I mean, not that I'm being an atheist, but... There's an
older guy.
The older guy and the guy that that they were, like, trying to... The other guy that was playing with him in one of the games, and I think it was, like, the marble games. And the older guy, he has, like, dementia. So the other dude was trying to, like, take advantage of him to beat him in the game. And he ends up winning because, you know, supposedly the older guy was forgetting about stuff. It's a weird analogy. But I think sometimes we can be the older guy that it's, like... People take advantage of it because it's like, oh, they can't hurt me back. Uh-huh. They're vulnerable. Yeah. They need me.
Yes.
So it's like, como que gano más que lo que pierdo, you know, if I'm cheating on them or doing them harm. So I think many times, not that it's our fault, but we put ourselves in the situation in which it's so easy to get cheated on or to kind of get hurt because we just... are vulnerable and we put so I think it goes back to being so important that first know what's your value.
Yeah.
Don't settle for less. Yeah, and accept yourself no matter what. Like, I know that at the time I was very, very skinny, and that was a big like, oh my gosh, like I look sick and all this stuff. But it's like, girl, like if you're just skinny, who cares? Like if you think you're too big, who cares? If you love yourself,
yes, you'll know your worth.
Yeah,
like no, he can find another girl, but it's not gonna be as good as me. Like, my heart is gold, or you know, like I know how to cook, or whatever value you have.
Yeah, because for a while I would compare myself to that girl, to the girl that he cheated on me with, and I was like, oh my gosh, like is she prettier? Or I would try to seek like, oh, you're prettier or something. But it's like that. Honestly, that's never gonna fulfill that hurt that you have, and. I had to come to the conclusion, and I don't know but if this is true or not, but it was like, she probably doesn't know this either, like, what happened or whatever. I had to just come to, like, you know what, if she is happy with, because now I'm like, oh gosh, like, I'm so thankful that person reached out, because I don't think I would have ever, like, took off the blind of my eyes and been like, you know what, this is getting to the, until I had it straight, like, you know, these are things that are happening, and here you could see these things. That's whenever I was like, okay, I'm calling it quits. But yeah, it has helped me grow a lot. I think.
Yeah. You're like, I'll go through it again just because of the
growth.
Of the lesson that I learned.
Yeah. Of like
now you know what to watch out for, right?
Yes,
now you're not going to go into a relationship all blindly.
Yes. Now
you're not dumb.
Yeah.
You're not dumb. It's just the way that they put it sometimes.
Yeah.
They make you fall in love.
Yeah.
Because they do all these good things.
Yeah.
But never get your guard down.
Leave your guard down. Even like, I think of course, like, don't be like, oh no, I'm not gonna, because they're gonna hurt me. They're gonna hurt me. Because I know that for a while I had commitment issues. Like, no, but I don't want anybody to hurt me.
Not everybody's bad out there.
Yeah,
and there are still some good guys.
Yeah, girls. And I think even it's funny because you would think that that relationship would like make me put my guard up even more because mm-hmm. like, but at the same time, it helped me like, okay, there is gonna be bad guys. But at the end of the day, if somebody's going to cheat, they're going to cheat, you know? And you're gonna, it's going to be kind of a hidden blessing that they're out of your life. But it's important to also not compare everybody. Like, if I go into mentality with any other guy of like, oh, but he's going to cheat on me like this other dude, then I'm never going to be happy because I'm also putting this blame on this guy that ni culpa, ni siquiera en cuenta, you know? So I think it's important to also fix your stuff first and mm-hmm. make sure that you are not carrying any of that garbage from your other relationships because yeah but
so you know I feel like okay. I've also got cheated on there was a lot of red flags but again when you're in love you're blind.
Don't see them
and we had like a long relationship I don't remember how many years we were in I think it was probably like 2 or 3 3 years so it's like
It was
like, okay, this is a person I'm going to marry. Yeah. This is a person I'm going to have kids with. Yeah. You know, you have your whole life
planned.
Yes,
oh with my this gosh. Person. I think that's a good, that you just brought that into my head. Like, because sometimes we're so in love with the idea of the person. Mm. Of like where you're saying, like, this person is going to be this person is going to be. I do that. I used to do that a lot of like, oh, but this guy, you know, I can see a future with him. And you start painting this whole picture that you're so in love with the picture. And the person's over here. But
that is true. I never really thought about it that way.
Like, you don't want to let go of that dream. Yeah. But the guy's in that dream. Even if it's, like, a toxic guy. It's like, oh, but if he's removed from it, the dream's removed from it, you know? Yeah. That's a good... Yeah, sorry I interrupted you. But it's just...
Yeah. So I had my life planned with him. Like, oh my gosh, you know, this is gonna be my baby daddy. Miraba otros cute guys. I'm like, you know, nah, I can't. Like, this is my baby daddy. But baby girl, you should have been more woke.
Yeah.
There was definitely a lot of red flags. For example, I like wearing short stuff. A little more revealing side. Yeah. You know, this is just the person I am since I was 12.
Okay, TMI. You do.
But so whenever, I mean, I've always been like this. This person has always known that I've been like this. So whenever we would go on dates or just anywhere, cuando me dejaban, porque remember, no siempre me dejaban. So I would wear like little shorts and this person would always be like, who are you trying to impress? Why are you wearing little shorts?
Red flag.
Yeah. Y yo, you know, toda regañada, like, okay, I'm sorry.
Dame tu chamarra.
No. No, I actually sometimes did stand up for myself, like, hold on, you met me like this. You know, I would kind of argue with him, like, yo no me voy a dejar tampoco, you know, like, I like little shorts. Yeah. You know this. So, I would still put them on, but sometimes, you know, I did feel
like... But that's
like,
a big red flag that they're
like, if just who are you trying to impress?
Just dating, we're not going to go out like this. Tell you what to wear, imagine married.
And I remember we went to a family party. His family party. And I wasn't even wearing anything short. It was just like a normal dress. But it was, you know, like a little cute dress. And I felt like I looked super cute. And some of his cousins would keep looking at me. And why did this guy take it out on me? That it was my fault.
Oh, wow.
Because they were looking at me. Or, I mean, I smile at everyone.
Yeah, you're friendly.
And yeah, I'm really friendly. No way. Not like too friendly.
No, it's red flag?
If she smiles too much,
red flag. No, yeah. But I know what you mean.
But this is his family, you know. I would think you're good with everyone. Yeah. Like, no quiero que digan, like, oh, esa está con su cara. You know? So I would smile like, oh, you know, like, hi.
Yeah.
And he would say that I was too friendly. And that's
with
why.
With his family, imagine.
With his
girl.
Family. And I remember I went with my sister. I went with my sister. And I was like, they were dancing. And I was like, let's go dance. You know, like, I'm always, I want to be always, you know, in the same vibe as
like
them.
Like happy, yeah, jolly, yeah.
And I kind of, you know, want to,
interact?
interact with them. Yeah. So I was like, oh my god, okay, let's go dance. So me llevé mi sister, and that little dance was, oh my
El carnavalito, god. ¿No?
No, oh. No, that dance to him was like, what the hell are you doing?
What dance was it?
Why do you want everyone to see you? I was like,
oh wow. In front of everybody? He was just like, oh.
No, not in front of everyone. Oh. Of course, when we got on a car to leave.
Oh, but still. And with your sister?
My sister was there.
Which sister was it? Without names.
My
middle sister?
My second older sister.
Okay.
Yeah, the one before me. She went with me. So she went through that. She saw that.
That's intense.
That is really intense because...
Red flag, yeah.
Definitely red flag. There was a lot of red flags.
Yeah. Girl. It's just because when you're in love, that's what I'm telling you. Like, we need those friends or, like people that are going to, like, hey, like, this is not... Even if it's, like, okay, I'm not going to listen to it, but we need those friends that are going to be, like, straight up, no. Like, if this guy's not for you.
I don't remember what my sister told me. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But she definitely saw that, you know, it wasn't a good relationship. Yeah. It was really toxic. Because I remember it was, like, maybe 12 midnight. And we stopped at Academy.
For what?
At the parking lot.
Oh, for him to argue?
Because we were arguing.
Girl.
And he was like, let's get out. And we were
let's get out of the car.
Yes. And oh my gosh. Sister was
I would inside. If I was your sister, I would have cried. Just take me home.
Yes. And I remember mi pobre hermana.
I know.
She was probably like
ahogándose en el carro y ustedes allá. Dude, that's intense.
Yep. And I think we probably were like in a lot of little breaks. Yeah. We always went back to each other.
Thank God they saved you from that, girl. Dude. Imagine if you had married that. If you would have married that person, we would have never met. So
yeah, exactly.
And sorry, I
probably would have so like into what me, I've been going through.
We would have never met. No, but that's intense. Like just simply in front of his family. Like what,
dude? It was his family. Like yeah, I would expect you to feel comfortable toxic. With them, or like
yeah,
or like yeah, that's my girl. You know,
controlling. That's very controlling. It sounds
very
like,
controlling. Yeah.
That's a red.
Yeah. Flag. So, you know, I never really wanted to see it. Or como te digo, like, we would go on breaks. But
because of the
we were
whole,
so
like,
in love, supposedly.
Image, right?
Yeah.
They get, oh, but this is, like we're going to be high school sweethearts.
Yeah, I can't break up with him. Yeah. And we were that couple that would always match. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Guys,
and
if y'all
I feel
have
like
friends,
everybody was like, oh, my God, they're so cute together.
Mm-hmm. It's
so.
Like you como te digo, like, you fall in love with more of the idea of the person mm-hmm. or the idea of what could happen. That it's, like, you... Come and prioritize that instead of your own feelings, you know?
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Friends. Guys, if y'all have, like, friends that are going through stuff, that? Be that friend that's going to call them out and be like, hey, you deserve better than that.
Yeah.
Or sometimes we need to hear that. Like, hey, like, you're pretty. You deserve much better than the way that this person's treating you.
Yes.
Either girl or guy, right?
Don't put yourself down.
Yeah.
For someone.
For, like, yes.
No, it's because I'm too skinny. Or, oh, no, it's because I'm too big.
Like, no.
I'm never going to find someone else.
No, somebody's going to love you as you are.
Yes.
And if they don't, then they're not the one for you. Mm-hmm. Why would you even want somebody that's going to try to change you?
Exactly.
Like, excuse me, you ain't that hot either.
Mm-hmm. You're probably hot outside, but your heart is ugly. Your personality is ugly.
So I think definitely red flags are a big kind of, so.
Thing we shouldn't ignore.
Yes, like being controlling, being manipulative, mm-hmm. lying, things that don't add up, right? Mm-hmm. What other red flags do you think? Oh, not a dog person.
Not a dog person.
Yeah.
You should come up with your own red flags.
Yes,
like.
Guys. And then if you have a crazy ex story, DM us in our Instagram.
Yeah, we want to know the chisme. We love chisme.
Yeah, in an Andergas Instagram, we love chisme. Yeah, I think that's definitely a good thing, like valuing yourself. There's also, okay, we're just bashing on guys. There's also good guys. Like, what are some green flags that you see in your marriage now?
Whenever they hype me up.
Yeah.
Like last we were going to the concert, to Luke Combs' concert, and I remember I had like a long sleeve, like a camisa, like a button up long sleeve shirt, and it was going to be a girls' night.
Yeah.
It was just me, my sister-in-law, my sister. And then my husband was like, no, too covered. More slidey, please. I was like, oh, okay.
It just shows that he trusts you. And I think that's a very, very big green flag of, like, somebody that trusts you. And it's, like, just simply the idea of, like, letting you kind of like, be cool with, like, oh, go with the girls. Like, yeah. It's fine. I think there's a lot of people out there that's like, no. Yeah. Why are you going to go with the girls? Why do you need to go out by yourself?
That, and if it was my ex, it would have been like, where the hell are you going with that skirt? Or where the hell are you going with those shorts?
So I think it's definitely a good, like green flag of allowing, like, him trusting you or her trusting you and just being able to kind of, I think a lot, another green flag, I think, is being... I definitely, when I look into, like, oh, when I have a relationship, I want to be cool with their friends. I think that's a good green flag, because if you're cool with them, I don't know, it's just kind of, I think it's a good, like, they're not afraid that they might spill something or whatever, you know?
Yeah, that is true.
And vice versa, like, them being cool with my friends, because, you know, I think it goes back and forth, right?
Yeah. Another green flag also that my husband does is we never go to sleep in ojados.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. I do that with my mom. The difference, guys. The difference.
And I know that, like I said, I have, I'm very, very proud. Mm-hmm. So I never want to admit that I was in the wrong. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure a lot of us girls can relate. Like, no, you're the one in the wrong. It's your fault that I got mad.
But so, that's so nice.
So he's always like, you know what, like, I'll just blame it on myself, or I'll be like, okay, it was my fault.
That's nice.
Yeah, or just like, all right, let's just let it go. It was a stupid argument.
Yeah.
You know, I love you, you love me.
That's
and
so
yeah,
sweet. That's definitely a good green flag, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, being a family person, I think being a family person, it's definitely a big green flag. I've seen, like, TikToks where it's like, if they have a younger sister, because the way that they interact with their younger sister shows you, in a way, how they're going to interact with, like, woman, you know.
Well,
I started thinking. I just did a thinking for you because I'm like, wait a minute.
Me too.
My brother ain't that nice of me.
Girl, I was thinking the same. I was like, wait, Caesar's not the sweetest with you.
Or with, like, just their interactions with their moms. I think.
Yeah.
Like being caring, like, for me, family is a big, big important
for
thing.
For me too.
Very important element in my life. So I think if a guy is very, like, caring towards their family, but yeah, I think y'all should look up, like, look into the green flags if you're married, what green flags are in your relationship, you know, that you would like to kind of, if you had friends or whatever, share with them. And if you're dating or you had past bad breakups,
what red flags did you learn from it?
Yeah, what would you recommend?
What would you recommend? Because I'm pretty sure there's
A lot of girls, or guys.
Us girls, you know, we're not all of us.
Of course, our perspective. Yeah, our perspective is about, you know, guys, because that's what we, you know, experience.
There's no guys in here.
Yeah, but definitely, I think guys also struggle with the same things, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of toxic girls out there.
Yeah, so guys.
Wait, why are you looking at that girl? You know what? That was me, actually.
Carry you a spray.
I think that used to be me.
To clean all that toxicity.
Now I feel like I'm not really like that because of the way we are with each other and the way I see that he's with me. So I'm like, okay.
You see, toxic, you know, I became toxic because it's just, ¿cómo se dice? Like, se contamina. I was like, who is this person? I'm jealous normally, like a normal range. But with him, I was like, I was very like, oh, let me check your phone kind of thing. And it's like, I never want to be that. In a relationship.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't really do that.
So check yourself,
guys. I used to.
Check yourself. Make sure that, what are your red flags that you're like carrying with you?
Yeah, because we're all different.
Yeah.
But, all right, well, that was a good conversation.
Yeah,
girls.
I hope y'all like the tea.
Yeah, and it's very relatable. A lot of, I'm sure most of us have gone through breakups. So what did we learn from this? Love yourself.
And value yourself. Sit down and be like, okay. You know, do I value myself?
Yeah, I'm not going to put myself down for this person.
Yeah.
I am good enough.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, I hope you learned something from this. Yeah. We are not professionals at advice.
For sure. Yeah.
We're just giving our personal advice.
Yeah, and our opinion. Our own experiences.
Our experiences.
Yeah. I hope y'all like the tea. And if y'all think I can make it into a telenovela, let me know. You know, sign me. Telemundo.
No, let's just cut it.
All right. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us.